grows mostly, well, in Florida and California. State's real famous for them, really.
The orange.
Right. Uh-huh. Any of those grow around here?
Some, not many.
Mm-hmm. I see. Say if there were a bowl of oranges sitting on the table in the morning, but apparently somebody got hungry because by the afternoon they were...
They were all gone.
Okay. You mentioned a few vegetables, talking about what grew in your garden. I'm not sure if you mentioned these or not. I think the red, big red ones growing on a vine.
Tomatoes?
Sure.
Oh, we had tomatoes and beets. Turnips. I didn't mention a lot of things we had here. I'll find out later.
Do you ever grow the small variety of tomato? It doesn't get much bigger about that.
No.
You ever heard that called anything in particular?
Just a salad tomato, I think.
You ever heard them called Tommy Toes?
I don't believe that I have.
Okay. What about talking about potatoes, different types that you could grow around here?
You have sweet potato and the white potato, or the Irish potato. Mm-hmm. We call those Irish potatoes, I guess. Mm-hmm. Sweet potato. Some people call them yams, but that always sounded, I didn't mind that.
Okay. Sweet potato. What about these vegetables that make your eyes water?
Onions. Oh, yes, we'd have those in the garden, too.
Right. Do you grow this type that has a long stalk to them? Kind of small onion part of it, but a green stalk, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I guess they all have that, don't they?
Well, some are small.
I guess, yeah, I guess the small ones.
These are things you see at salad bars, you know, mostly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any particular name for those?
I don't know of any.
Spring onions or?
Maybe spring onions, fresh spring onions. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any other.
Okay. Say if you leave an apple or a plum around in the hot sun, it's going to dry up.
Shrivel up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some leafy vegetables that come in heads.
Cabbage, lettuce.
Okay. You mentioned butter beans and some other kind of bean.
String beans.
String beans, right. You ever heard people call them string beans snap beans?
Snap beans or green beans.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All the same thing.
Right,
yeah.
To me they are.
Are butter beans the same as lima beans to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always think of lima beans as being those you buy at the store. Either dried, frozen, or canned.
Right.
Of course, there are others that are too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about if somebody brought you a lot of butter beans, you would have to sit down and do what?
Shell them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I wanted you to go to the store and get some lettuce, I might ask you to go get a few
heads of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ever heard that expression used in any other way? Say if a man has a seven boys and seven girls. You say he just has
seven head of children. My maid uses that.
Is that right?
We had seven head of children. Uh-huh.
So you would associate that with black speech more?
No,
than
not necessarily.
Have heard whites.
It just happens that she's the one I've heard. I don't hear this often anymore.
I see. Okay. Any other term that you might use referring to the number or the quantity? If a man had seven boys and seven girls, you say he just got a whole
passel, I guess.
Sure.
Passel of kids.
Right.
That would be a passel, wouldn't it?
Okay. Talking about corn, that outside covering on an ear of corn, that's
the corn shuck.
All righty. And what about the stuff that grows right out the top of the corn stalk? That's
the tassel.
And that stuff you have to brush off the ears.
Silks.
Okay. What about corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? You would call that?